So for many weeks now, the religious solemnity of Friday prayers has been replaced by political confrontation in cities throughout the Middle East. We go to Yemen now, where Friday prayers appears to be an opportunity for the Yemeni president, Ali Abdullah Saleh, to address crowds of protesters who are calling for his resignation. We're joined now from Sana'a live by Laura Kazanoff, who's a reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Laura, is the president on the defensive today?
Seems that way. He has gathered, or let's say the ruling party of Yemen has gathered tens of thousands of pro-Saleh supporters who have been shipped in from outside the city. They sort of entered the city by truckloads today to take part in a big pro-Saleh rally. I mean, this is coming at a time when his support could never be more weak after he's had numerous army commanders who have given their support for the what they're calling the peaceful youth revolution, numerous diplomats, Yemeni ministers. I mean, he certainly, his political base is completely fading away. And so I think today he's trying to make it seem that, you know, he still has all of this support that's coming naturally from the Yemeni people. However, many people will say, and I even just had a man walk up to me on the street. I was just at the pro-government rally. And many people say that the people at the pro-government rally are given money for participating. And certainly that is the way that Saleh has run this country for years, is to give money for loyalty. So that wouldn't be surprising. And I had a man walk up to me on the street at the pro-government rally and say, don't listen to these people. They're here for money. However, I will say the people at the pro-government rally tell me that the opposition and the people at the anti-government rally are also given money. So it's sort of going back and forth and everyone saying that, you know, what is the real opinion of the Yemeni people. But it certainly is divided. Saleh does still have some support, particularly in the capital and sort of the nearby villages to the capital.
Live from Sana'a, Yemen, Laura Kazanoff reports for our partner, The New York Times. What do we make of the defections of those military leaders earlier in the week? What kind of support do they have? And journalists were telling us that there are relationships that exist between some of those army defectors and Saudi Arabia, who might actually be happy to see the army take over in Yemen. What's the state of that this morning?
There certainly are relationships, weird relationships going on between the army defectors and, I mean, definitely the president. You know, I mean, the main defector comes from the same village as the president and is related to him loosely. And so, I mean, some people are saying, as far as what is Saudi's role, Saudi has kept pretty mysterious in its role in this whole thing. I've had it denied to me by the leader of the political opposition that Saudi Arabia is acting as a mediator right now. However, many analysts say that there's no way that Saudi would just see Yemen going down this path without interfering yet. The one thing that people say might be a possibility, and it certainly looks like this, because civil war has not broken out between the two sides of the army, the side that is still loyal to Saleh and the side that is now has joined the revolution.
Right.
Because fighting hasn't broken out, people say that perhaps Ali Mustin, the main commander who joined the protest, is working with the president, actually, and maybe this is some sort of, not that he's working with them, but a coordinated effort to give Saleh sort of an easy out.
Right, right.
Coordinate a peaceful transfer of power.
So peace is a sign that maybe an end game is being sought through negotiations. Laura Kazanoff reporting for our partner, The New York Times, live from Sana'a, Yemen. Thank you, Laura.
Great. Thanks for having me.